looking up websites and games to help study for the tests.
I just found this awesome website, and it's got all these...
A group of 7th grade science students at Webbridge Middle School is showing me how to use a tablet to research for a test.
So there's, like, teacher resources, sacred ground, powerful plants. So I'm going to click on the plants.
Susie McFarland's class is busy. They're working in groups. Each has a different task, from building food webs to studying biomes, and they're using technology to help them. Every Fulton school will eventually get a technology upgrade, just like Webbridge. The money comes from a special local option sales tax. Serena Sachs is in charge of implementing these changes for the district. She says the first step is training teachers.
Because they did not learn using handheld technology when they became a teacher, even if it was recent. It's not in the teacher education programs yet. So we need to help them get up to speed before we put the tablets in the students' hands.
Teacher Susie McFarland admits she fell into that category.
Technology has not been my thing, but I'm trying to make more of it. I kind of stayed away because I was scared.
But she's getting used to it, like most teachers here, as the school becomes technology-based. The proposed legislation would require all Georgia schools to convert to digital textbooks in 5 years, but districts would have to come up with the money. The bill still has to pass the Georgia House. States like California and Florida have already passed similar legislation. Martha Dalton, WABE News.